Hey everybody, thanks for watching the podcast this week. Tom, this is going to be a good one. I know I say that every week, but actually we've got something here.
Yeah, if you don't know this guy, you're gonna know him in about 10 minutes.
There you go.
You're going to want this guy at your dinner table every night.
Pastor Jerry Parrish, from right here. He's the Director of Outreach for Manatee Police Athletic League. Thank you for being here this morning.
It's an honor, guys. Thanks for having me.
Man, tell us about Manatee Police Athletic League, Manatee PAL. I mean, are you part of the sheriff's office, the school board, the county government, or all of the above?
You know, we partner with all of them. PAL is a place just for kids to be changed. You know, they have sports, football, basketball. We used to have lacrosse. We do a little bit of everything now, and I do the outreach. So my job is to make sure the kids that I deal with know how important they are. You know, and I do more street ministry.
So it's actually a ministry.
Yes, sir. It's a ministry.
Yeah.
It's a street. It's working with kids that are in trouble and families that are in trouble. And we try to surround those families that are in trouble and just let them know how much God loves them.
So who are these? I mean, who benefits from this, from what you do? What are the programs?
I'm in schools too. So if there's a kid that's in trouble, they call me and say, Pastor Jerry, and I got a little sheet of paper that the parents take home, sign, and come back. And so I do home visits.
What do you do?
Truancy. If you're not in school, I'm going to come and get you. And but we'll feed you. We'll make sure you're good. But my job is to make sure to get rid of the excuses why kids are acting up. So if it's food, we give them food. If it's a job, we get them a job. Or whatever it is. So the simplicity of it. So that we work with the school, we work with the sheriff's department. I'm the outreach director at PAL, and that is it's.
So is there a behavioral science behind this? I mean, you get to the bottom of things with these problems.
Sometimes you lose kids. You know, sometimes kids.
What are you going to do?
You just stick with them no matter what. You know, so we work with local churches too, and that really helps. You know, getting the folks out of the four walls of the church and. We call it adopt a block. So we take a block and we adopt it, and we just, I call it adopt a block, but it's neighborhood renewal. Those neighborhoods that are tough, and you change them. And how do you change them? Simple Bible, feed the homeless, clothe the naked, do the work of evangelists, take care of widows and orphans, you know. Mm-hmm. We think it's rocket science, it's not. It's just about simple ministry.
So, but you're out on the streets. You work the streets.
Every day. So I took four kids to school this morning that needed rides. They called and said, Pastor Jerry, I missed the bus. They didn't miss the bus. They're a little lazy. So so we go pick them up and make sure they understand, hey, I love you. You got to catch the bus. And it's just simple stuff like that.
So where did you come from? How did you get the position of the Director of Outreach? Give us a little history on Pastor Jerry Perry.
I was actually at the YMCA. Long story short, the YMCA and I, we parted ways, and then this position opened up, and I said, yes, sir. And I was with the Y for about 14 years. I was with Youth for Christ for about two. I did both Youth for Christ and the Y for about a year. Couldn't do them both. And about 14 years later, you know, the Y was a strong Christian mission then.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Now, you know,
we took all of our
programs at the Y and we brought them to PAL.
So, Pastor Jerry Parrish, does that imply that you were in the pulpit at one time?
Oh, I'm still in the pulpit.
Okay.
Still preaching. I go to a Resonate Life Church and speak there about once a month.
Okay.
Or anywhere else that'll have me and share about what I do, you know, that kind of thing.
So as far as the PAL events, tell us about some of the upcoming events. What's going on? What's happening?
You know,
what season are you in?
For the last 18 years, PAL has the big October that they have the Halloween thing where you pull up in your car and you come in and it's safe. So at PAL, you just bring your kids.
So when and where is that? Do you know offhand?
I believe it's before Halloween.
That's good.
It might be the 31st. I'm not sure. I apologize to my buddies at PAL. I'm old.
We'll get that information on the screen, though.
That's right. So they do a big Halloween thing, and it's huge, and hundreds of people show up, too, and there's a bunch of candy. So it's a bunch of the organizations coming together and doing it together. So
okay.
We do it at PAL. And then we got a 1,000 turkey giveaway every year. Peter Vandenord over at, we have some great sponsors, Peter Vandenord and Justin Randolph. Peter's over here at Palmetto.
Okay.
He has a River Reef Grill.
Gotcha.
And he sponsors some turkeys. And then Justin Randolph, who's in Lakewood Ranch, he has a business and he sponsors some turkeys. And we've done this for the last, this is our 18th year doing the turkey giveaway. And this year it's going to be at Resonate Life Church. We give tickets to the schools and they give it to the kids that need it. And then we never, ever, ever, and it's the craziest thing, no one's ever left without a turkey.
How about that?
So
that's what we need to plug. Let's plug that, because by the time we talk about Halloween, by the time this airs, it'll be gone. But let's talk about the turkey giveaway.
Giveaway is a huge deal we do. And we're doing it. We used to do it at Harley Middle School. We started, it was actually the sheriff, Sheriff Wells, myself, and Frank Gargett giving turkey away in Pride Park.
Okay.
It was like the zombie apocalypse, though, after a while, because everybody needed a turkey. And we're like, hold on, man. So we started doing it at Harley and doing a church service. So
these aren't live turkeys, right?
These are live. No, they're dead. They're frozen.
By the way, Tom, turkeys can't fly. But anyway, go ahead.
Unless you shoot at them a couple of times and miss, they'll get some air.
So that happens. When does that happen? Turkey?
That is actually November 16th, a week before Thanksgiving. This year it's going to be on a Wednesday, so maybe it's the 15th.
We'll verify.
I think the 15th is Wednesday, so it's at Resonate Life Church.
Okay. So that's the Thanksgiving, and then we have other holidays coming up as well.
We get a lot of toys, and so we give toys to schools. And so last year, it was Rogers Garden. Every child got a toy, and everything that we do, we work with the Sheriff's Department, the ones that they get rid of, mm-hmm. we take them, fix them up, and give them away. So we try to work really hard on different stuff, And
this is a good fit because, here at Leslie Wells Realty, we do a little Thanksgiving giveaway ourselves.
Yeah, it's great seeing you guys do that.
Yeah.
Y'all got a tradition now.
Yes,
That's really nice.
Thanks to my brother over here, Tom Collier. He came up with that idea.
So if y'all need some birds, let me know. I got some.
we may call you.
This could be a thing. Yeah. You saw it here first, everybody.
Working together. Yeah. It's a community. That's what outreach is, though. It's a community effort. I call it neighborhood renewal.
Yeah.
In those areas that are tough and are struggling, you take healthy folks and let those folks that are struggling know how important they are.
And I'm telling you, Pastor, this could happen to any one of us could be in the same position.
You better believe it.
In the blink of an eye. Fact. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Where does your funding come from?
I'm supported financially, and my salary comes from private donors.
Really?
Yes, sir. And so, but the food stuff comes from anybody. So if you want to donate to PAL Outreach for some food for some children, it's real simple. Call Tammy Taylor.
And Tammy Taylor.
Tammy Taylor is the lady that handles all that stuff.
So that answers my first question. You're not really part of the sheriff's office, the school board, or the county government.
You're partners with them.
Just partners?
Yes, sir.
Not a government entity?
No, sir.
I did not know that.
I'm self-funded, because that way I could preach the gospel and nobody gets in trouble.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, they tried to, but I can't shut up about Jesus, so I got to keep doing what I'm doing.
Keep being you.
Yes, sir.
How can the community support you and PAL? I should say, how can they support PAL?
PAL and the Sheriff's Department do a beautiful job on what they do. They're very good at their jobs. And I thank God for the Sheriff's Department and the school system. We need so many volunteers because we have so many kids that struggle. And it's a lot of it's mentoring. So I need help with workers. We mow a lot of lawns.
We've got kids. Right?
Yeah, we mow a lot of lawns. So kids that are in trouble. So it's more of a diversion, Some of them have hours that we do, and some of them just are in trouble. So parents give us an opportunity to work with them. And so I got kids mowing lawns. And teaching discipline, really, to be a disciple, you got to be disciplined. And so that's what we don't have anymore. We don't have folks. They throw kids away.
Yeah.
And my brother and I always talk. I have six brothers and a sister, and my mom and dad got divorced when I was a kid. And I was probably eight when they divorced, but I was left to go on my own. And my dad was working two jobs, and my mom, she was working too. So, but we ran the streets, man. So yeah. I'm the kid I'm reaching. And the church never left us alone. And so they taught me how to do what I do today.
Okay.
And so one guy used to pick me up Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. His name was Jim Langdon, and he was a coach in Amarillo. My brother, too, my older brother, had a huge he was amazing. He just never left us alone. So growing up, but he made us start mowing.
Yeah, but see, you didn't know all that at the time.
I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea. And that's where vision comes in. The Bible says people die with lack of vision, you know. Yeah. And so that's what I really try to teach kids, is to see without your eyes, listen without your ears, speak from your heart. And so that's what we're doing in Manatee County and in Sarasota County a lot, too. We're a little bit everywhere now because we've been here almost 20 years now doing
it. Wow. Congratulations.
And so it's been good, but it's really specific. You won't see me on Facebook. You won't see me on, sometimes I'll have prayer stuff, but my job's real simple, to share the love of Jesus with everybody I come in contact and do life with people. And that doesn't matter how bad you are. If you're a bad guy, I'm going to do life with you. If you're a good guy and you're struggling, I'm going to do life with you. So we have everybody, all of us have troubles. And so what I've learned is to be a light. And but it's a lot of work. Like if there's something going on in a neighborhood, I'm gonna make sure we're there, loving and caring and sharing Jesus with people. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's usually with a box of food. And we have a lot of people that give food and stuff like that. And so we work together with everybody. And like our church, every Thursday they give away, I don't know, hundreds of probably 400 or 500 people. And it's just really? Drive up, you get your food. It's Resonate Life Church off 53rd, and they just never quit. And so it's exciting to partner up with people that care for people, and that's mm-hmm. what we're trying to do, you know.
So Pastor, how do we contact you? What's a good way to contact you?
My cell is really simple. 941-447-4316.
Right there, it's on the screen.
And so I'm no good at emailing. I'm very terrible at the phone and the computer.
Sure. That's all right.
I'm old school. Yeah. But even in the schools, what we've learned in the schools, that there's kids that a couple of schools, maybe five schools now. I used to be in a lot of different schools, but I'm old, and I'm going to stick with about 100 kids in the schools. But they still call if there's trouble. So if there's, I don't know, a kid runs away, whatever it is, I can find you. I can do a little bit of everything. We work and make sure families understand how important they are in their roles as mother and father, you know, and standing up. No, you're the boss. You stand up for these kids, because they're not going to stand up for themselves. They're going to try to get
Well, they don't know.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
So it's real simple. And so I teach cursive in the schools.
What a thought.
Yeah, and that may, we can set them down, they're writing, and at the end of the little program, they get to write a story about how great they are, or their vision, and mm-hmm. really just...
In cursive.
You better.
Not in cursive,
you know. And so I always say, you're going to get to write big checks one day, so let's learn cursive, right? And it's girls and boys and those things, but we get to deal with a lot of different kids, man. And Manatee County is the greatest town to live in, man.
Well, we think that.
So great, man. Yeah. I'm humbled to get to do what I do, because I get to be the church and to be a light and share Jesus with
everybody. Well, we're honored that you're here this morning with us. Made our day.
It's an honor to be here, man. I'm blown away that I get to hang out with you guys.
Very cool. Thank you again.
Yes, sir.
Tom, this is huge, right? You like this?
Yeah. Let's show Pastor Jerry some love and hit that like button down there. Show him how much you love what he's doing. And if you know somebody that could use his help, or you know some at-risk kids that he might be able to help, go ahead and hit that share button and share it as much as you can, please.
We got a golf tournament coming up at Powell.
Uh-oh.
And it's November 6th. And it's on the website at Powell. So you can sign up. It's an $1,800 fee. But it all goes to Powell.
Okay.
And every bit of that goes to Powell and the programs at Powell. And we don't turn any kids away from the sports. We have great sports programs. We actually start a new football program in Lakewood Ranch. And that's the Titans.
Okay.
Those kids are good families, and so they help a lot with the families that can't. serve. And so it's pretty neat how it all works out. So
all comes down to community.
It does. They're taking care of each other, man. Yep. And that's what it's beautiful. And I love Pal. I love Ralph and Francine and those guys over there. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place to care for kids.
My brother, thanks again. Thanks for coming here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
There you have it, everybody. Thanks for watching Tom and Jim's awesome real estate adventure right here at Leslie Wills Realty. And we're going to see you the next time. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.